Right, boys, I don't know why we're here, but we're here. The Oofs podcast is here. Dave's here with me.
Oofs, how are we, guys?
And for episode one, we've kicked it off with something special. As you know, we like talking about footballers' knobs, don't we, Dave?
Yeah, big bollocks. Well, not bollocks, but knobs.
Sometimes bollocks. We obviously done our 1-11s, but what we've never done is picked a player from each Premier League team with the biggest knob.
No.
And that is what we're going to do now.
Yeah.
Sit down. Get ready for this. It's going to be special. Oofs!
It's going to be absolutely massive, like Antonio's knob.
Right, let's get into it. Right, boys. So how this is going to work, Dave's got a little list of players' knobs at home. I've got a little list of players' knobs here at my house. And we're going to discuss who we think from each Premier League team has got the biggest knob. We're going to start at the top, and it'll be the first time ever that Arsenal are at the top. But we're going to start with Arsenal. Dave, what have you got on that bit of paper of yours?
Right, so I've had a bit of a helping hand from my guys on my live. And we've picked three players, obviously. On my piece of paper, it says Partey, Lacazette and Gabriel.
Well, I've also got Thomas Partey, but I've also got Aubameyang, and I've got Kolasinac. Can you talk me through yours, what you're thinking about them?
Right, Partey, because obviously he's big built.
Yeah.
I reckon he's got an absolute...
I can agree with Partey 100%. I mean, I don't know where you're coming from with Lacazette, if I'm being honest. I don't have a fucking clue what you're on about with him.
To be honest, I think... It was more of the followers that said on the live, that said Lacazette, but I think they're thinking top shagger, not big knob.
So now that they're not here, should we fuck him off?
Yeah, I think we can cross him out easily, that Lacazette's gone. From that.
Lacazette's not going in our team, right.
Gabriel.
Gabriel, yeah. That's a bit of a dark horse, isn't it? He might have a big cock, I didn't think.
He's a massive centre-back, so he's bound to have a big cock. I mean, he's hard as fuck.
What are you thinking about Kolasinac? Because I've got him written down here.
No. Anyone from Europe has got an average size packer.
So he's not in?
No, I can't have Kolasinac. He might be hard, but he's not got a hard cock.
And my other one is Aubameyang, and I think I just went purely off his height.
Listen,
I think, looking at both of our lists, if you're happy, I'm happy, we'll go for Thomas Partey.
Yeah.
We picked him for a reason, and he's there for a reason, and he's getting in the team.
The only thing that's big on Aubameyang is his airline.
Yeah, it's all the way back, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, let's go into Aston Villa. And I'll tell you who I've got written down here.
Go on.
It's the one team that I've got four written down for, right? But if you want to write any off straight away, then tell me. I've got Tyrone Mings.
Yep.
I've got Wesley up front, because he still plays for him.
Does he?
Yeah, I was having a look. I've got Axel Tuanzebe.
Right, okay.
And my surprise package is John McGinn.
Oh, right, write him off.
Is he gone then?
Yeah, I mean...
You don't want John McGinn. I think he might have a surprise package, so if you're listening, John McGinn, I did back you, but...
No, I mean...
But you're gone.
A lot of people said on my TikTok live that John McGinn, but I've got the same two players as you, Tyrone Mings and Tuanzebe, and then my third was Nakamba.
Now, oh, fucking hell, have I missed him?
Right, they didn't know who that was, so I Googled him, right, and I got really, really... intrigued of how big it could be.
Yeah.
I reckon, like, when he goes into that shower room, everyone just literally has a mouth open and they're just staring at him when they walk in.
He could potentially be an absolute fucking weapon. He could be.
But Mings and Tuanzebe. We saw the picture of Tuanzebe.
I'm finding it difficult to overlook Wesley really quick, honestly.
Could be, yeah.
I think, though, we've both got Tyrone Mings. Again, have we both got him for a reason? How big is he? He's about fucking 6'4", isn't he?
Yeah, he's that size. He's massive.
I think it might be Tyrone Mings, Dave. Do you want to make a decision on this?
Listen, it's Mings.
Right, there we go. Right, who've we got up next, Dave?
Big Brentford.
Who've you got written down?
Ivan Toney, Janssen and David Raya.
I've got Ivan Toney. I've got Shandon Baptiste. Now, are you anywhere near your computer now so you can Google him?
Listen, I'm not Googling him. I think I can tell by the name.
I'm telling you now, if there's any Brentford fans listening, they'll back me up. If you trust me, Dave, we're going with Shandon Baptiste. Fucking trust me. I'll show you him tomorrow at work.
I'll tell you what. I trust you.
We're going for Shandon Baptiste. I've written him down. He's in the team. It's too late now. Let's get straight into Brighton. Written down for Brighton, I've got Dan Burn.
Yeah.
I've got Danny Welbeck.
Yeah.
And I've got Yves Bissouma.
The same three. I've got exactly right. The same three.
Right. In that order as well?
No, completely the opposite way around. Bissouma, Danny Welbeck and Dan Burn.
Let's discuss then. Is there any of them men you think we can write off?
Probably Bissouma.
Yeah, because he's a bit smaller in height.
He's small in height, so I'm thinking smaller cock.
Right. But we don't always work like that, but I think on this occasion, you might be right.
Yeah. The strong contendant is Danny Welbeck.
It is. But every single big knob 11 we've ever done, Dan Burn has been there. He's been there through thick and thin. When we had fuck all followers and we're making these, Dan Burn's been there. And I would not be able to sleep tonight when I go to bed if I turn my back on Dan Burn now and kick him out of our big dick team. I'm sorry, I'm getting really passionate about this, but I want Dan Burn in the team, Dave.
I'll let you have Dan Burn. He does look like a beefcake.
Right. Dan Burn has got the biggest cock at Brighton. Who've we got next?
Big Burnley, lads.
Oh, who've you picked?
You got Chris Wood, Nick Pope, and Tarkowski.
I think you're forgetting something.
Who am I forgetting?
They've just signed Maxwell Cornet 2 days ago.
Oh, my God.
From Leon.
Jesus Christ, have I missed that?
Oh, fucking hell, I tell you what. Have you seen him?
Yeah, he looks absolutely huge, doesn't he?
I've got him, I've got Chris Wood, and I've got Ashley Barnes. I don't think Nick Pope's got a big cock. I reckon he's got big hands, big feet, but I don't think he's got a big knob.
See, I think he does have a big knob, but it's not thick. I think it's like a spaghetti noodle.
Like a Peter Crouch, like a Dan Burn sort of thing.
Yeah, like a pencil dick, but twice as big.
I'm ruling Tarkowski out.
Yeah, I'll rule him out as well.
I reckon he's a bit of an hard bastard, but as a big cock goes, I don't think he's going to be troubling Cornet or Wood.
Yeah.
So it's between Maxwell Cornet and Chris Wood. There's going to be some people upset after this. Oh, but we can only pick one. I'm gonna let you have the decision. It's up to you. Who do you want? Connor,
how about we settle this by counting down to three and then we say the name.
All right then. So we say 1, 2, 3, and then we go with the name.
Yeah.
So we don't go on three, we go after three.
Yeah.
Right. Are you ready?
Right, go on.
1, 2, 3. Connor. Connor. Oh, Maxwell Cornet. He's straight in the Premier League and straight the biggest dick. He's literally got off that plane, walked into the dressing room, whipped his knob out and said, yeah, I'm biggest man here.
You know them 30 dumbbells I added on my shoulders?
Oh, yeah.
His knob looks like that.
He probably fucking does. What an absolute hammer.
Yeah.
We've got Chelsea now. Now these, they had a vast array of big knobs, I'm telling you now.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
And I've got written down Tony Rudiger.
Yep.
I've got Romelu Lukaku.
100%.
And I've got Mendy, internet.
Same three again.
I mean, you can't turn any of them men down for having a big cock, can you?
You know what, though? I'm going to just literally write two men off straight off the bat. Mendy and Rudiger, break them off. Lukaku's got a bigger knob than them two.
I think if you're in the dressing room with Lukaku, there's not many men who can mix it up. There will be men on this list who can mix it up with him. But I don't think there's any men in the Chelsea dressing room. I think they were literally just there to make up numbers in the list.
I don't know. I think Rudiger comes close and I reckon he does jousting matches with Lukaku in the dressing room.
Training.
Yeah, training. I think he's training for one man. And I think you know who it is.
I think I know who it is. And I think we'll find out who it is later. I think everyone fucking knows who it is, don't they? Right. We've got Crystal Palace now, Dave. Who have you got written down?
Benteke, Kouyaté, and Eze.
Oh, now you see, I've not got Eze. I've got Benteke, Kouyaté, and Jeffrey Schlupp.
I think Jeffrey Schlupp, you can write him off because I reckon he's got a tree stump.
What, so you reckon it's short and fat?
Yeah, a chunky.
So he's going?
I'd say so, yeah.
I think we can get rid of Eze. Come on. I think it's between Kouyaté and Benteke. And I think every Palace fan and every football fan.
We're right off Eze as well.
All the knob connoisseurs listening to this will agree.
Between so Benteke and Kouyaté.
Between Benteke and Kouyaté.
Yeah.
Do you want to count to three again? And we'll go and see if we're on the same page. And if we're not, we'll have to discuss it.
Yeah, go on then.
Go on, you count to three and then we'll go.
One, two, three. Kouyaté.
Benteke. Oh, I've gone Benteke. Right, go on. Make a case for your man.
He's lanky. And he's not like a, you know, beast or anything. I mean, he is a beast in one way. But I think the build of body suits him having a massive knob. I don't think Benteke would.
The build of body suits him having a massive knob. That's class that. Oh, that's going in the little intro bit when we get around to making one for this podcast.
Ooh.
Benteke, I think he's got like a 60-inch chest or something. He just looks like a bit of a unit. Bit of a monster. He's got a dinosaur head. His head looks like a fucking prehistoric dinosaur.
A rhino.
Do you know what? I've had a couple of choices here. I'm going to let you decide who's got the biggest knob at Crystal Palace.
I tell you what, just on the basis that you said he's got a dinosaur head, I'll give you Benteke because he doesn't look like a dinosaur head. In my eyes, he looks more like a rhino.
Yeah, but it's one of them naughty animals, isn't it, that would sooner fucking eat you than look at you.
Yeah.
Right, we're going with Christy and Benteke.
That's definitely. Moving on, we are doing the next one, which is Everton.
Everton, I found some big dicks here, me.
Have you? How big are they?
Did you know about the deadline day signing that they did on a free?
No, I didn't. No.
Oh, fucking hell.
Is it again?
They've got Solomon Rondon in.
Oh my God, no way.
I've got Rondon, anyway, written down. And I've got Abdoulaye Doucouré.
Yeah.
And I've got Yerry Mina.
Right. Obviously, if I knew Rondon came in the last minute, I would have replaced Dominic Calvert-Lewin.
Yeah.
But
I think Dominic Calvert-Lewin's got a fanny, to be honest.
I reckon that's ruthless.
Like. I reckon he might have, yeah.
Right, yeah. But I've got Doucouré and Mina in. And I think he could literally... I don't know. Three big lads, aren't there, really? Rondon, Doucouré, Mina.
I reckon you could go skipping with Yerry Mina's cock. One person could stand at one end of it and they could literally like a skipping rope and jump over it.
So you reckon Mina's got the biggest out of them three?
Yeah, but I reckon... I don't really want to give it Rondon. I just don't want to because... I think Yerry Mina will edge it. I think Yerry Mina will have a big, veiny, triumphant bastard.
Yeah, I reckon Mina's got the length, but the Doucouré and Rondon got a bit more width. So I reckon if you stacked three of them all together, it looked like a fucking tripod, a meaty tripod.
It would. Some very big dicks there, but are we happy with Yerry Mina?
Yeah, we'll give it Yerry Mina.
Yerry Mina has got the biggest dick at Everton.
Big Colombian knob.
Moving on to Leeds. I struggle with Leeds, you know. I'm going to chuck it out there. Leeds have got the smallest cocks in Premier League.
When I asked my guys on my live today, they said Daniel James, and I said, you're taking a piss.
There's no way.
There's no way.
No, we can't even mention him and big knob in the same sentence.
No.
Who've you got?
I've gone for the Polish power, Klitsch. Ooh. Dallas. And I don't know how to pronounce this one, but Koch or Cock?
Koch. Cock with a big cock. You see, I've got Stuart Dallas.
Yeah.
I had him down for one of those, like, secret packages that I was telling you about. I reckon he could have a secret package. And the other two men that I've got, I didn't really want. I don't think they've got big knobs, but there was just no one else that I thought. I've got Rafinha and Calvin Phillips.
Yeah. Bench warmers.
I mean, I'm quite happy to pick Stuart Dallas.
I am as well. I had to pick three lads, and I think out of the three lads, Dallas would have the biggest one. I only put Klitschen because he was Polish. So
yeah, you want to represent your nation, don't you?
I want to do my nation proud.
They're not going to win nothing else, are they? So if a Polish lad can get biggest knob.
Exactly.
Right. So Stuart Dallas. Moving to Leicester now. I have gone for Vestergaard, new man in.
Yeah.
Massive. How tall is he? Like 6 foot fucking million or something. He's tall, isn't he?
Yeah, he's 6'7", I think he is. And he's nearly the tallest player alongside with Crouch, I think. Something stupid like that.
He's massive. So I've gone for him. Another goalie, I've got Schmeichel.
Schmeichel?
I've picked him, yeah. I don't know, there's something about him that just... like, he looks at me through the telly and he's looking at me as if to say, pick me, I've got a big cock. And I've got Wilfred Ndidi.
Bloody hell.
Who have you got? Don't say Vardy.
No, I had Vardy in to begin with, but then I realised that... No, I scribbled him out and I put Vestergaard in instead because I only realised he moved from Southampton to Leicester. But Ndidi, Vestergaard and Amartey.
Amartey, fucking hell, I forgot about him.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a tough one. I think you're not happy with Schmeichel, are you?
No, you can write him off.
Right, we'll write him off. Ndidi, I think we've both got Ndidi and Vestergaard, so it's going to have to be between one of them two. I feel sorry for Amartey, but
yeah, he's missed out though. He's missed out.
How big is Ndidi? Is he like 6 foot or 6 foot one? Something like that.
I'm not 100% sure, but I think he might be just under 6 foot.
I don't think he's like a dwarf. He's not like a Kante, is he?
No.
But can you be 6 foot seven and have a small cock? Can you do it? Is it possible?
I don't think it's possible.
Is it another case of Newman straight into the biggest cock? I think it might be.
Yeah, he's coming in. He's in my team, straight into my basket.
Vestergaard has got the biggest cock at Leicester. Who have you got for Liverpool?
Liverpool, I've got Van Dijk, Fabinho and Konate.
Oh, I've got two of them three. I've got Van Dijk, Konate and Divock Origi.
Divock Origi?
Have you missed him?
I don't know.
Remember that banner when they got to the Champions League final and Liverpool fans had that banner?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was just a massive black cock and it was Origi just stuck there with that.
Oh my God, I completely forgot about Origi.
About Origi?
I don't know, just went over my head. He doesn't really play that much, does he? So,
sorry, just getting a drink of water.
Yeah.
No, he don't play a lot and I don't know why, honestly.
No, it's bizarre.
He's bringing up bench, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a good player to come on front bench. So what we're saying then? Well, we can write off Fabinho, I think, from me.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't think I've seen enough of Konate to say that he's got the biggest cock. And so I think it's between Virgil and Origi.
I can't imagine Van Dijk having a massive, massive knob. So I think I'm happy to give it to Origi, and I think Origi's as well would be very, very veiny.
Yeah, I do as well.
You reckon?
So are we saying that Origi's got the biggest dick at Liverpool?
Yeah, and he doesn't even start.
So he might not even kick a ball this season?
No.
And he's still got the biggest cock?
I think that's the reason why he doesn't play. I think Klopp's...
envious of his great length?
Yeah, exactly.
There we go then. Divock Origi has got the biggest cock at Liverpool. Moving to Man City. I don't know how you got on with City, but I struggled a bit.
You know what? I asked the guys on live and they gave me an absolute screamer, and I think you like it as well.
Who is it?
It's a name that's been mentioned before in one of our TikToks. Scott bloody Carson.
Scott Carson? Fuck me. I didn't even think of him. Do you know who I've got written down here?
Go on.
I've got Edison.
Yeah.
I've got Walker.
Yeah.
And I've got Jack Grealish.
Jack Grealish.
But the only reason I've picked Jack Grealish is because he's good looking. He's got fucking beautiful head of hair. He's got good thighs, good calves. He's got a good ass. And I've got a semi now talking about him. So we're going to have to change the subject.
You know what? There's one thing I believe in life. And you only get one big thing on your body. Like with mine, I've got a massive forehead. So I've not got a big knob.
Right.
Jack's got massive calves. So he's definitely not got a big knob.
I'm the same as Jack, really. I've got a big set of calves. So I've not got a big knob.
Exactly. I've got Scott Carson, Mendy,
No, we're not having him. Right, team off, Dave. Get him out of this podcast.
And I've got another keeper, Edison.
Right. Should we just boot Mendy out while he's in Nick?
He might. He's in Nick, so he's not allowed to have a big
If he comes out again and it pops out that he's not actually done anything.
If he doesn't know how to use it properly, then there's no chance he's going in big dick.
No, but if it comes out that he's not guilty, we will reassess him. But for now, sorry, Mendy.
Yeah.
You're not coming in.
Get back in the can.
Did you see that about Mendy today that's come out where he was getting put in a VP wing?
Right.
Vulnerable prisoners wing because he was a sex offence and all that lot. And he's turned up there thinking it's a VIP wing and he's going to be like in there with fucking other celebrities and televisions and all this lot.
Wow, he's a Fruit Loop, isn't he?
That's what I've heard anyway. It might not be true, but he's turned up there thinking it was VIP.
If it's true, he's a fucking Fruit Loop.
Scott Carson, I mean, fuck me. How have I not thought of him?
Someone literally suggested it on live and I thought, what an absolute belter of a shout. And I think it comes close between, for me, Scott Carson, Edison.
I've got Edison written down as well, but now that you've said Carson, I can't stop thinking about Carson.
I'm telling you right now, it's Scott Carson. He's got the biggest knob at City.
Right, I'm writing it down. And once it's written down, it can't be undone.
No.
It's done, Scott Carson. Moving on to your team, Manchester United. Talk us through it, Dave. Your lads here.
Big, bally Pogba, CR7, and Slabhead.
Yeah, I've got those three as well, but I've also got a fourth man in the mix.
Oof.
I couldn't see this list without Eric Bailly getting a mention.
You know what? I thought about Eric Bailly, but then I reckon Slabhead's got a bigger one.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I mean, can Ronaldo have a big cock? He's got everything, literally. He's got everything. Money, looks, body, talent. Can he really have a big cock? Is it fair on the rest of mankind if he's got a massive knob as well as everything else he's got?
You know, it goes back down to when I mentioned Tom Garrett in one of my TikToks and said that he has absolutely everything, so I reckon he has a small pecker.
Yeah, like you said, he had the looks, the blue eyes.
You can't have everything in life.
So, are we saying Ronaldo's got a prawn dick?
Maybe not prawn dick, but I reckon below average.
Yeah, right. So, fuck Ronaldo off, right? Why didn't you put Eric Bailly? Because you think Maguire's got a bigger one.
Yeah, look at the size of his fucking head.
Right, so I'll take Bailly off then. So, it's between Pogba and Slabhead.
Yeah.
Right. Do you want to do our count to three again?
Yeah, go on then. You start.
Right. One, two, three. Slabhead.
Oh,
we've done it again. Right then. Here we go. This is what it's all about. This is what the podcast for, to debate pressing issues that nobody else is talking about. Exactly. So we need to discuss now. This one is all down to deciding who's got a bigger knob between Maguire and Pogba.
I think Pogba, just because he's got big legs and he not massive as in like muscly, but dangly. And I think he's got a dangle. He's got a third leg that dangles really, really low.
Do you know what I reckon about Maguire?
Go on.
He'd have a massive dick when it's on a flop. And it'd be a big, fat dick. Do you know what it'd look like? It'd be like a black pudding rolled out, but white. You know when you get black puddings that are like, and you go in a butcher's and black puddings are like a big sausage and it's curled up in like a spiral, like a Catherine wheel. And then if you, like, undid it and flopped it out.
You know, now you're telling me.
It'd be like a draft excluder.
I'm getting images of him pulling his shorts down and seeing a massive school rubber, you know, that rubs out pencil marks. But I mean, like, fucking 12-foot one.
Am I swinging you to Team Maguire here?
Listen, Slabhead's got a big knob.
Are you happy to see him as the biggest knob at Man United, though? Because it's your team, this. It's a big choice.
He's our captain. He leads with his head and he leads with his cock.
So, Harry Maguire.
Harry Maguire, the big pencil rubber knob.
Right. Harry Maguire has got the biggest knob at United. It's written down. It's locked in. Right, Dave. Straight back into it. Newcastle United. I'll tell you who I've got.
Go on, then.
John Joe Shelby.
Yep.
I've got Jamal Lascelles.
Yeah.
And I've got Saint Maxima.
Oofs.
Who've you got?
Shelvey, Lascelles, and Joe Linton.
Joe Linton. There's something about him that makes me just feel like he's nothing more than average. And I think it's his attitude. He's got a bad attitude. I don't know how that affects his knob, but I just feel like it does. I just feel like it does. There's something about him.
See, I think with bad attitude, you have a bigger knob. Because you walk around, you prance around, and you think, I've got a big nose, I don't give a shit.
It might work like that. I don't know.
But why? See, when I asked the guys on TikTok, they said, join Josh Elvey, and I laughed. And I don't know why you would have a big
nose. The thing is, right? I need to think how to word this. If you've no hair on your dick and bollocks, it's gonna look bigger. It is gonna look bigger. It's a fact. If you have a shave, if you shave your fucking pubes, your knob always looks bigger. And let me tell you now, he's bald as a coot, and he's bald everywhere because I've been told he's got alopecia. So his cock's gonna look absolutely huge. It's gonna be like a Pringles tube.
So it'll be like a. Would you say that's an illusion then?
It could be an illusion, but it could be an illusion.
It might look absolutely massive, but it's actually a lot smaller than you think.
I mean, you'd have to line him up next to Lascelles. We'll rule St. Maximin out. We'll fuck him off, and we'll fuck Joe Linton off.
Yeah.
This is down to Shelvey and fucking Lascelles. This is a battle. They're head to head here. And I don't know why, but I find myself fighting Shelvey's corner here. Maybe it's because we slagged him off a lot in the past on our TikToks. We've had him on a few shitty lists that he probably didn't deserve to be on.
No.
And I want him having the biggest knob. I want him on there. And I think because he's got the biggest knob, he should get a statue next to Shearer's outside St. James's Park with his dick out.
John Joe with the big bonjo.
Is he going in?
He's going in.
John Joe, yes, he's in. John Joe Shelvey. Right. Who've you picked from Norwich?
Norwich was a very hard one. And listen, I think I've got a bigger knob than these three. Tim Krul, Timo Pukki, and Hanley.
I've got a Grant Hanley as well. Have you seen his beard?
Yeah, it's impressive, isn't it?
Fucking just got a big, powerful beard, which just made me think he might have a powerful cock. But another lad that I've picked is called, I don't know who he is, but he's called Bally Mumba. So, just from his name, you can probably tell he's got a big cock.
I don't know what he looks like, so I'll have to base my opinion on what you say.
He's called Mumba, right? He just looks like he's got a big cock. He just does. And then I've picked Christoph Zimmermann as well. Just because I needed a bit of an outside horse here, a bit of an underdog.
Yeah.
But I don't think Pookie's got a big dick.
No, and I don't think Tim Krul has either. So I can write them two off. Hanley, on the other hand.
I'm quite happy to go for Grant Hanley. I mean, he's got that powerful beard, like I said. Probably got a powerful cock.
You know what? I'll give you Hanley. I'll say Hanley as well, just because based on his beard. And then the other lad that you said, what's he called again?
Mumba.
I've not seen him, so I can't really base my opinion on him. But it does sound like he's got a big cock.
He fucking has, trust me.
I think we should just stick with Hanley.
Yeah.
We've both seen him.
Right. Grant Hanley is in our team. Southampton, Dave. What have you got going on there?
Che Adams, Salisu, and Romelu.
Now, I've got, right, Salisu. I've got Shane Long. Because of the name, because he's called Long, I thought it would be funny. Now that I'm saying it, it's not that funny, so I'm going to scribble him off, right? And apologise for that. And I've seen this guy when I was watching Southampton the other day, or I might have been watching him on Match of the Day or something, I can't remember, but Moussa Djenepo.
Djenepo? No.
Something about him, he just looks like he's got a long, thin, lanky, skinny cock. Honestly. And I reckon it's flopping about like an elephant's trunk, but I don't think it's thick and powerful. I think it's just a big flopper.
I don't think so either. I think he has got a decent size one, but not as big as Salisu.
So you're leaning towards Salisu then for the biggest knob. Tell you what, he had a good performance him the other day as well. Who played Southampton? Was it United? Someone, who played him? I can't remember. But
I can't remember now.
He looked good though.
Yeah, he did look good. He had a good performance, didn't he?
And he looked like he had a big cock.
Yeah, he was bouncing up and down in his shorts.
So we're going for Salisu.
Yeah.
Right. Spurs, I'll tell you who I've got here now.
It's powerful.
I've got Davinson Sanchez.
Yep.
I've got Højbjerg.
Højbjerg?
Yeah, I've picked Højbjerg. And I've got Eric Dyer.
Oh my God.
Who have you got?
Sanchez, Ndombele, and Tanganga.
Fucking hell, I've over forgot about Tanganga.
But Eric Dyer is a good shout because I had Eric Dyer and then someone mentioned Tanganga and I thought, you know what, I'm going to have to write Eric Dyer off.
I mean, we've got your Højbjergs, we've got your Dyers, we've got Tanganga. And who's the other fella you've got?
Ndombele.
Ndombele. We've got four different names though, but we've got one name that we both seem to agree on. And I'm finding it fucking difficult to overlook this guy for having the biggest cock at Tottenham.
Well, let me put it this way. Was he the first name on your piece of paper when you fought Tottenham?
Yeah, when I fought Tottenham, yeah. I fought Davinson Sanchez.
He's the first one on my piece of paper, so we're going with Sanchez. It's
he's as easy as that. Davinson Sanchez is the biggest cock at Tottenham. Well, he's got the biggest cock at Tottenham. He's not the biggest cock at Tottenham, but he has got it.
He has got the biggest one.
Now, do you know who Watford signed this transfer win?
Yes.
I think he's going to win it, isn't he?
But there is another man that I googled and I thought, bloody hell.
Go on, anyway. Man. Tell me who you've got. I've got a fucking right random Maria and I don't know what I was thinking when I wrote him down. Go on, tell me who you've got.
Moving on from Tottenham, we've got Watford and they've just signed from Tottenham, Sissoko.
Yeah, Sissoko.
The second name I've got is Cycling Shorts, Ben Foster.
Nah.
And the surprise one that I had was Ken Seamer.
I've never seen him.
Honestly, next time we're together, I'll show you him. You consider it. But Sissoko, for me, out of the other two.
Do you know who I've got here? I've got written down Craig Cathcart. I don't know what I was thinking.
Tell you what, he'll get bullied by Sissoko in fucking showers.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
We cannot go to bed and get a good night's sleep after recording this if we do not pick Sissoko for the biggest dick at Watford.
Oh, yeah, I'd be having dreams saying, why did you not pick Sissoko? He'd be knocking on my door saying, why did you not pick me?
Yeah, and I tell you now, he looks like he's fucking terrifying. I don't want him knocking at my door, so I'm writing his name down now as I'm saying this.
Yeah.
Because, let's be honest, there's no way he's not got a big cock, is there?
No. He's
some
got...
people, some people you can look at and think, they've got a big cock.
He's hiding a massive log in his pants.
He is. And I don't even think he's hiding it very well because I bet it'll be popping out.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Dave. Some people are going to be listening to this, maybe on a commute to work and on a fucking train when they're driving in the cars and they're going to be sat at traffic lights and they might be laughing and people will be looking and thinking, what's he fucking listening to in there?
I'll tell you what. I reckon at least half the people listening in the car on the commute to work, I've got the window down, you pull
no
up,
way. No way.
There are traffic lights, there's a white van sat next to you, waiting to go, and they've got their window down, and they're going to listen to this absolute beast of a podcast talking about knobs, and they're going, this guy's fucking listening to some guy talking about fucking big knobs.
Do you know what I think's going to happen? Some city slicker will be going into the office, AirPods in, listening to this. AirPods will die on train to Manchester. And then fucking you'll pop on there going, I reckon he's got a big tree chunk down his pants. And the fucking old train will be looking at him thinking, what's he listening to, this lad? Right, Dave. West Ham United. Would it really be a podcast of ours? Would it be anything of ours without talking about Mr. Big Dick himself, Mikel Antonio? I mean, well, I have got two more names written down because that's what we said we would do. So yeah. I will give them a mention. but literally they're there to make up the numbers and to hold Antonio's knob. Yeah. And the two names I've got written down is Kurt Zouma, yeah, who they've just signed, and Thomas Souček.
Bloody hell, are you going to forget Ogbonna?
It don't really matter who you put there, does it, when you've got Antonio?
Yeah. I completely agree, but I think the big three knobs on that squad, and I think they're all close mates as well, is Antonio, Ogbonna, and Zouma.
What, absolute scenes in those showers now.
Yeah.
Now that Zouma's signed.
I'm just saying it out there as well. West Ham have probably got the team with the most players. I've got the biggest cocks.
Yeah.
And that's why they're doing so well.
If you starting 11 together and add up the inches, they would have the biggest cocks in total.
And also, David Moyes, when he writes up his transfer list of transfer targets, he writes up to the scouts and he says, find the player with the biggest knob.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, David Moyes has been watching My Big Knob 11 on TikTok and he's been saying, right, start with the defence. Get me fucking Zouma in. I want him in. He'll be going for an in for Lukaku next when Chelsea have finished with him.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So I'm just going to say it again. Mr. Big Dick himself, Mikel Antonio, he will be the captain of this team. He has got the biggest dick in the Premier League. He has got the biggest dick in world football. He has got the biggest dick on the planet. Mikel Antonio has got the biggest dick at West Ham.
Big oofs, that.
Big fucking massive oofs. I can't scroll down TikTok anymore without hearing fucking Mikel Antonio has got the biggest cock. See that fucking Peter Crouch one today? You tagged me in it, didn't you?
Yeah, class.
Crouch is lining a volley up against City and then it just bursts in going, Peter Crouch, he won't have a fat cock, but he won't have a big long skin. Honestly, I cannot scroll down my For You page anymore without listening to me describing cocks.
No, it's that's your bread and butter, that now.
I wouldn't have it any other way. Quite happy.
You're known as the lad on TikTok that talks about Antonio's knob, and that is it.
That's it. That's my bread and butter, and I'm happy with it. I won't want anything
else. That's your niche.
That is my niche. I don't want to move away from West Ham. I talk about Antonio's cock all day, Dave. You know I would. I quite often do.
Yeah, you
do. We're going to have to move on. Wolverhampton Wanderers, Dave. What have you got knocking about there?
Bloody hell. It's another strong three for me, but Willy Bolly, first name on the barefoot.
I've got Willy Bolly as well.
In our Q&A, it's always Antonio this, but would you rather also do this with Bolly? Anyway, moving on, the two other names I've got is Adama Traore and Ruddy.
Ruddy, fucking John Ruddy is either.
Yeah, I think he's still there.
I went for one of my surprise packages, mate.
Go on then, what's the surprise package?
Ruben Neves,
yeah, he was on the back of my head.
I don't think he's got a small cock. I think he's got something about him. And I don't know what it is. He's got those deep Portuguese eyes, and it just looks like he's fucking got a big cock. I don't know.
It just looks ruthless, doesn't he?
It's very hard to describe why you think someone's got a big cock without actually seeing it.
He's got a cold look about him, and I think he's absolutely ruthless in bed.
Yeah, he'd go for ages.
I reckon he started wanking when he was about 9.
Fucking hell. He might have done, you know. You never know. But then Portuguese, like, you never know what goes on.
No.
Anyway, like we do know, when West Ham play Wolves, the jousting match happens between Bolly and Antonio.
Yeah.
If you don't know what the jousting match is, where have you been? But I'll tell you about it anyway. At the end of the fixture, every time West Ham play Wolves, the staff, they wheel them out. Antonio and Bolly, they wheel them out at the end of the match. When all the people have gone home, the lights are off, and it's just a private affair. Club officials only. Bolly stands on one end of the touchline. Antonio stands at the other. They've both got massive raging hard-ons at this point, and they fucking sprint. And when I say sprint, Dave, they fucking like a rabbit out the traps. They sprint as fast as they can at each other. And the idea is to whack the other man so hard with your cock that you knock him over. And Antonio won last season. He won at West Ham Stadium, and then he also won at Wolvesy Stadium as well.
He's undefeated.
He's going into this season undefeated, and he wants to keep that record. He wants to keep the streak alive.
And you know what? You can see that in his performances.
But there's a reason why Antonio's not jousting against Traore, and he's not jousting against John Ruddy, or he's not jousting against Ruben Neves. And that, for me, is because Willy Bolly has got the biggest dick at Wolves.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
100%.
Now we've got a little score to settle now. We've got the managers, Dave.
Yeah. That's it for players. Let's go for the managers now.
We'll go through the managers and then we'll go down the list and we'll summarise. So, managers.
Tell you what, I reckon we've got the same three managers.
Well, let's see. I've got Patrick Vieira.
Yep.
I've got Sean Dyche.
Yep.
And to make it a perfect three, I've got Mean Dean Smith.
And that's exactly the same order I've got him in.
Mean Dean Smith. Fucking hell.
Vieira, Sean Dyche, and Dean Smith. The Mean Machine Smith.
Yep. He got the name Mean Dean Smith when I did my Porn Stars series on TikTok. And yep. I said that his porn name would be Mean Dean Smith and he would be a handyman coming to the house of desperate housewives, knocking on the door. They need a bit of plumbing doing. They've not got any money to pay for it. And Dean Smith says, don't worry about that. We'll sort something out. We'll sort something out. Remember what Sean Dyche was on my porno?
What was he called now?
Fucking Sean Dyche's fake taxi. And he turns around from driver's seat and he goes, doesn't matter if you've not got any money to pay for this. I'll come back there and give you a C and two.
Oh, it was a class TikTok, that. Very
good. It was one of my favourites. So we've got them two anyway, and then we've got Patrick Vieira, also known as Big Pat.
Big Pat. I'll tell you what, we'll settle this on the count of three.
I know what I'm thinking, but I don't know what you're thinking. You're difficult to read when it comes to managers, Cox.
Listen.
Are we going on three? Right, you give us the count of three and we'll go together.
One, two, three.
Vieira.
Vieira.
Yeah, Vieira. I'm happy with that, mate. I'm happy that you've said that.
Big Pat.
I don't think I should have to fight Vieira's corner. I think it speaks for itself.
Yeah.
Patrick Vieira has got a massive cock. And that's it. There's no two ways about it.
No, there isn't. He's a big unit. He's got a big knob. He's managing Crystal Palace and he's managing Benteke, so...
Right. I'll tell you what I'm going to do now. I'm going to read down the list and summarise which player from each Premier League club has got the biggest knob as chosen by Aaron Hunt 28 and Dave the other guy. So it's official list. No one can argue this. It's official. We've done all the research. We've narrowed it down from the players at the club. I don't think we've missed anyone out.
No.
This is the list. It's the list. Right. Arsenal. Thomas Partey. Aston Villa. Tyrone Mings. Brentford. Shandon Baptiste. Brighton. Dan Burn. Burnley. Maxwell Cornet. Or Cornet, whoever you say it. I'm going to call him Cornet. Chelsea, Big Romelu Lukaku. Palace, Christian Benteke. Everton, Yerry Mina. Leeds, Stuart Dallas. Leicester, Yannick Vestergaard. Liverpool, Big Divock Origi. City, Scott Carson. United, Harry Maguire. Newcastle, Big John Joe. Norwich, Hanley. Southampton, Salisu. Spurs, Davinson Sanchez. Watford, Moussa Sissoko. West Ham, Mr. Big Dick himself, Mikel Antonio. Wolves, Antonio's jousting partner, Willy Bolly. And the manager with the biggest dick is Patrick Vieira, Dave. How do you feel about that?
I tell you what, I've never seen so many players grouped up together on one piece of paper with that many big dicks.
You were to add all those cocks, that's 20 cocks plus Vieira's, 21 big cocks. Honestly, there'd be some... See, I can't even be asked doing the maths because it's late at night now. We're recording this quite late on. But there'd be some serious mileage.
Yeah. 100%. I tell you what, even talking about them and listening them all out when you was reading them all out, I was feeling very overwhelmed.
Was you?
Yeah.
I'm wouldn't talking like to the length of a pitch between them.
Fuck me.
Won't be far off.
No, I think bigger than that. I think it'd do a lap of a stadium.
Do you reckon? Full length? Yeah. Full all the way around?
100%.
Jesus Christ. Do you know what? This is the first episode of the Youths Podcast. And I don't know how you feel about it, but I've thoroughly enjoyed recording this.
Yeah, it's been absolutely brilliant and a pleasure talking about knobs.
Tell you what, how's this happened? This is the most stupid thing.
We literally go to work, come back home, and we're still talking about knobs.
Fucking knobs on the brain, I'm sick of it. We'll do something else next time.
Yeah, maybe some...
bollocks. We'll get some bollocks instead.
Yeah.
No, I'll tell you what, we'll do a fighting one next time. We'll do something about the best fighter or something from each team, best boxer. We'll do something. We'll put it out to a vote. We'll do something else. But, guys, that was episode one of the Youths Podcast. If you like it and you want us to make more of them, spam us both on Instagram, spam us on TikTok. Tell us you want more of the Youths Podcast. Yep. By the time this goes out, I imagine it'll probably be Saturday, Sunday maybe. The international break's on. There's no football on. It's a shit time. Nobody wants to watch England play fucking San Marino or anyone, whoever's playing who. Who's Poland playing? Do you know?
I'll tell you what, I've not even looked because I don't. I really, really, really despise the international break.
So do I.
I really hate it.
When you're just getting started on FPL as well and you're fucking there picking your team and then you've no game for 2 weeks.
No, and then they come back and they're injured and you're just thinking, what is the point?
Ronaldo comes back from international duty, fucked, knackered, broken leg, writes your season off.
Yep.
And just that's just it, isn't it. So yeah, tell us if you want to see more of these, and we will happily thump one a week out, won't we?
Yeah. Message us. Tell us. You know, give us some ideas what you want to hear. Give us an idea.
At the end of the day, it's all for you like this. It's exactly. Not for us. Well, it is a bit for us because I quite like doing it. But
yeah, I enjoy doing it as well. I think on that note, I'm going to go to bed and think about Antonio's cock.
You're going to definitely be dreaming about big cocks in your sleep tonight.
Yeah, too many.
Right, boys, thanks for listening. And we'll see you again soon.
Oofs!
Big oofs, Dave.
Oofs.
Oofs. See you later, boys.